Чула, чула те, и с тева я не чедю, що не снапила не. И шо вяра постежи, по меже те не, и с тева я не чедю, що не снапила не. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, и с тева я не чедю, що не снапила не. Дівче моє кохане, че знаєш мої сте, що я тебе кохаю. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a chula, što ne slapilo he. Divčina je počula kozacki miste, to zrazu zaprosila na sviži pilo he. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a yak chenu, što ne slapilo he. A te se izalisu, sjale se poro he, pozak izprljatu, skovaj vse pujane. Che chula chula chula, che chula chula te, is there a yak chenu, što ne slapilo he. Nijake vorohe, zjale sobi djevčani, i sirom pirohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, iz djeva jak činu, što ne slapirohe. Pozar hir zaplakam, vjetjački vorohe, vi izbico djevčani, vidajte pirohe. Če čula, 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 če čula, čula te, iz djeva jak činu, що не слабило хе. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, із дева я не чиню, що не слабило хе. Че чула, 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 че чула, чула те, із дева я не чиню, що не слабило хе.
And that was a group out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, by the name of Kalena, which means cranberry in Ukrainian. And that's apropos, since we just celebrated Thanksgiving this past Monday. And the song was about cottage cheese pierogies, Serum Perahe. And that is a story about a young man who had a choice between a beautiful young girl and a bowl of cottage cheese pierogies, and true to form, he chose the pierogies. Anyway, again, that was Kalena with Serum Perahe. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двамовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me here on Nash Holos. Whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, or the podcast, welcome, vitayu, as we say in Ukrainian. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule featuring Oleksandr Koshets, one of the most prolific and well-known Ukrainian composers and choir directors. And we'll have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And we're going to continue on with the food theme, and it's not really ever too late to say, to give thanks, and so we'll just continue on and we'll make this Thanksgiving week. So, of course, central to Thanksgiving is, a turkey. And there really isn't a song about turkeys in Ukrainian folklore that I'm aware of. There are songs about geese and ducks and even chickens. And I did manage to find one about a chicken. And this is actually one that does have a mention of a turkey. It's a song about, it's kind of a whole menagerie, like the Ukrainian version of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. It's by Lestilka, Ukrainian Orthodox Choir and Orchestra from Saskatoon. It's a great song that I learned at Ukrainian camp in Crystal Lake, Saskatchewan a few years back, and I think you'll enjoy it. And as luck would have it, it does reference a yendik. Here is Lestilka now with Kurochka.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля». Ukrainian programming «The Fourth Wave» from the Burnaby Mountain. Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Поїли за синє море. додому, зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорожі нікому.
Що вже я вишиваную хустку.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорозі нікому.
Зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Ой, чи жива, чи здорова я мила, чим би вона до роботи ще йшла.
На додому зайшла в мені чорна кура дорого.
Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорожі нікому. Іде, іде чорна кура додому, не забачай, не забачай по дорожі.
And another chicken song for you, that was by Zubrivka from Toronto, from their CDs Novu Vdoma Home Again, and that was Chorna Kura, the Black Hen. And before them, you heard Olya Fritz from Turnbull, Connecticut, from her CD Zapruse Usne, and that means Into Your Dreams, and her song was about Siri Husi, Silver Geese. Well, moving along now from the poultry section to a song about an item, food item that is fairly complimentary. Of course, all these songs about food items are not necessarily about the food. There's a lot of symbolism, of course, behind them. But being an agrarian society, it's very apropos. Here's Shum now from Winnipeg from their CD It's Fun to Be Ukrainian, and A Kalena, a song about more or less about cranberries.
A Kalena. А калина не верба, там дівчина молода.
Ой, на горі вітер дуз, ночі любку мене був, черевички поцював, мене личко цілував.
А калина не верба, там дівчина молода.
А калина не верба,
там дівчина молода.
Мене мати пила зранку, щоб порвали хлопці дранку, а я сиджу і латаю, хай не хлопці споглядаю.
А калина не верба,
там дівчина молода.
А калина не верба,
там дівчина молода.
Ой,
Oj, vi mene, oj, riš mene, a za hrica vitaj mene, ja za hricem sokoću, ne bi da sam mateću. A kalina, a kalina ne verba, tam divčina molada. A kalina ne verba, tam divčina molada. Mamcu zirka zanjelася, a u tebe udалася, meni babcia rozkazala, jak to tata detikala. A kalina ne verba, tam divčina molada. 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 A kalina ne verba, tam divčina. Там дівчина молода. А калина не верба, там дівчина молода. А калина не верба, там дівчина молода.
Cheers.
And another poultry song for you there, that was Ruzha Kachka Zahanyala. A lady by the name of Ruzha drove the ducks to the pen. And that is from a wonderful CD called Ukrainian Village Music, Historic Recordings 1928 to 1933. And it features a selection of Ukrainian musicians from that era. This was Joseph Pizio that you just heard. And the CD, by the way, is on the Arhuli label and available on Amazon if you're interested. Some very interesting music on that CD. Before them, you heard the Tadashchuk sisters with a traditional Ukrainian welcome song called Zeleneye Zheto Zelena. The rye is growing beautifully, and Zelena is actually green rye. And I know this is kind of harvest time, but still it's a welcome song, and it kind of still fits with the Thanksgiving theme, especially its food. And, you know, maybe people have rye bread on the table. I don't know, rye whiskey, whatever. And up next is Mandrev from Ukraine, and for the Ukrainian challenge, by now you probably know what this means. Here they are now, Mandra with Kalena.
Kalina, 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 Kal Дякую, Калина.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 45 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holis. He was born in the village of Romashki in 1875. In 1877, his father, a priest, was assigned to a new parish near Kirillivka and Tarasiv in what is currently Cherkasko Oblast, the neighborhood which bore Taras Shevchenko. After graduating from the Kiev Theological Academy in 1890, he taught at the Theological High School in the city of Stavropil in the Caucasus, and later taught history at the Teachers Institute in the same city. After a stint at teaching, he traveled throughout the Kuban region of present-day Russia, which lies east of the Black Sea, for 2 years collecting Cossack songs. Over that time period, he had 8 notebooks, some experts say 10, with 50 Cossack songs in each of them. Unfortunately, though, according to musicologist Mikhailo Holovashchenko, only 2 of these notebooks survived. One of which can be found in the archives of the Ukrainian Cultural and Educational Center in Winnipeg. In 1904, he returned to Kiev, where he worked in a number of schools before finally working at the Mykola Lysenko Dramatic Music Academy. While teaching choral song there, he simultaneously studied composition. By 1917, he had become the choir director of the Kiev Opera, though he was conducting a number of other smaller choirs around the city. With the formation of the new nation-state named the Ukrainian National Republic, which very few people knew of at the time, the leader of the Directorate, Simon Pechura, understood that one of the best ways to present this newly formed country to the world was through the arts. On January 1, 1919, he summoned Kirilo Stetsenko and Oleksandr Koshits to a meeting and told them to quickly prepare a choir conducted by Koshits, which would tour the world. And tour they did, becoming a calling card at the highest possible cultural level and with great reviews. On April 7, 1921, a concert reviewer for the Berlin Daily, Beze Amitag, wrote, "I lack the words in order to convey the sensations and emotions presented by the concert of the Ukrainian National Chorus." And it is said that George Gershwin was inspired to write Summertime after hearing the lullaby, Oy Khodit Son Kolovikna, performed by the choir in New York. When the UNR fell to the Soviets, its members became political emigrants. Some remained in the United States, others returned to Europe. While productive during this period, the genius of this man was not fully appreciated. In 1941, on invitation of the director of the Ukrainian Cultural and Educational Center, Pavlo Matsenko, he relocated to Winnipeg, where he had been requested to lead courses in choral conducting. On September 21, 1944, Alexander Koshits passed away. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured Alexander Koshits.
And whenever we have a cultural capsule that's got something to do with music, we try to bring you a song. Of course, Koshits had so many songs, but the one that Vasil did reference that was lifted from a Ukrainian folklore repertoire and made very popular by George Gershwin, and there's a little bit of a food connection there, not really part of the traditional Thanksgiving meal, but it does have a food reference. So let me just give you a little hint. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping. Yes, well, there's your broad hint. And so now somebody who actually can sing, Thank you for indulging me in that, and sorry for putting you through that bit of agony. But we have somebody now who can do a beautiful version of the song, that original Ukrainian folk song that inspired George Gershwin to write Summertime, for people who really are able to sing. And up now is Alexis Kohan with her gorgeous rendition of Oy Chodit Son.
Щодня по мішечку, а мій милий не хотів мене пити, я ж молода сталася просити. Ось цій же ти, не пий же ти, який же ти, лихий же ти. Як ти лихий, то я лиха, як ти такий, то я така. І вся наша родинонька лихая, і вся наша родинонька така. Не стало, а мій милий хотів мене пити, я ж молода сталася просити. Ось цій же ти, не пий же ти,
який же ти, лихий же ти, як ти лихий, то я лиха, як ти такий, то я така.
І вся наша родинонька лихая, і вся наша родинонька така я.
And that was Anichka from her CD Pohovorit zi mnoyu po-vkrayinske and a song called Oy Mala Ya Ukomori Proso. I had millet in the larder. And I chose millet because that is a major component of the stuffing in the turkey for this Thanksgiving. So I'd cut down on the bread and put some whole grains in there. And millet is an ancient grain that was used extensively in Ukrainian cookery back in the day. It's fallen a bit out of favor around the world, but hopefully be coming back because it's really good for you, and it's pretty yummy too. Added a bit of quinoa and some breadcrumbs and sage from my garden, and very yummy. And one of the things that you do at Thanksgiving, at least in my household and others that I'm familiar with, is raise a glass or two. And coming up next is Anatoly Rudenko with the folklore band Kayev. And on this CD are actually two drinking songs. And it was very difficult for me to choose, so I just kind of did an eeny, meeny, miny, mo kind of thing and came up with one. And this one is Nalavajte Bratya, and that's Raise Our Glasses, Brothers. And the reference to brothers is actually not family, which most of us are enjoying around Thanksgiving time, but brothers in arms. And on a more serious note, would like to thank all of those who have made it possible for us to enjoy Thanksgiving here in Canada, at least anyways this weekend, and others around the world later on, Americans next month. But they made it possible by giving up their lives and for us to live in relative peace and to carry on our culture as well as Ukrainians. And I would imagine that it would be very difficult, and I can understand why they would take a drink or two or more before going into battle, seeing as there was every possibility that that would be their last. So now a toast to all those wonderful souls who made it possible for us to live in peace and carry on our tradition. Here is Anatoly Rudenko and the folklore ensemble Kayev with Nalavajte Bratya.
Ja, wir sind surma me surmila. Hej, hej! Odi do dogoru, odi do skupca, surma me surmila. Nalivajmo, braća, kristaleni čaši, šop šop mine brale, šopu lime dale, voli, voli pir naši.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Бурячок, зелененька гичка, звати мене козачок, бо я невеличка, звати мене козачок. А я жита не жала, та й жати не буду. А я жита не жала, та й жати не буду. Червоненький бурячок, червоний, зелененька гичка, звати мене козачок.
That was Picardiska Terzia with Červonenki Buryachok, Red Beets. And that's something that is definitely is part of my Thanksgiving meal. It's a plate of pickled beets to pass around. And coming up next, Ukrainian Old Timers with another song about food. This one is Horokhska Pustom. I'm not sure about peas and cabbage is more kind of Christmas, but peas anyways and carrots. So here are the Ukrainian old timers now, and strap on your dancing boots. Here's a chance to work off some of the calories from that incredible turkey dinner we just enjoyed together. Here are the Ukrainian old timers with Horokhska Pustom.
Thank you.
the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe. Tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that's NASHHOLOS. Нажав мені скінчила нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому відказати. До побачення. Але перед цим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Що наварив, ти мусиш їсти. And our proverb of the week translates as, whatever you cooked up, you must now eat. And I think that's kind of how we all feel right about this point in the Thanksgiving meal when we still have dessert to face. and we're certainly not going to give that up. And in our house, my husband really loves pumpkin pies, so that's pretty much our dessert on Thanksgiving Day. But I did grow up with apple pie. That was something that I don't think anybody in this world can make better than my mom. And I sure wish I could entice her to come out here for Thanksgiving and whip one up with maybe some of the apples off my apple tree. But, well, maybe next year. We'll see. In the meantime, I will wrap things up on that theme, but rather than a lively number, because I think probably the thought of a polka will make a few of us queasy, certainly probably make me queasy. So I'll wrap it up with a waltz, and it's by the Ukrainian old-timers, appropriately called the Apple Pie Waltz. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.